And now time for an audio boo by All One Word.
Hello! Not too angry, this one, is it? Hello, everyone. All One Word here. On this glorious of Tuesdays in August. In South Wiltshire with the sun shining and Metallica. Hello. That was Hate Train. It's not a hateful song, really. So I'm walking home. And here's a tractor coming alongside me to make bales of hay. I've never seen this operation, actually. Let's stop and listen. Tractor driver's on his phone. It's a green John Deere pulling a red Massey Ferguson hay bale maker. And these are the extra large bales, square, but well, square, cuboidic hay bales. They're 2 meters long by just shy of a meter wide and about half a meter deep. Big bales. And it looks as though he's just started, actually. All of the hay is lined up in lines. There's about 40 lines. Each line is about 250 meters long. So it's been productive day in the office, but that is because I've had a lot of reading to do, a lot of background work, so haven't got much to show today, and I was supposed to have two jobs out of the way today, so I'm not very chuffed with myself. But the task I had to do initially was actually quite complicated, so not exactly task fail, but kind of underestimated the amount of research I would have to do. Yeah, so it's walking home time, and I'm happy to be going home. I've run up to here, which is about a mile and a bit. In fact, it's over a mile and a half. No, it's about a mile and a half to where I am now. So I've run that bit. Excuse me. Last night, I initially solved a microphone problem. I've bought via Amazon a microphone by IK. I don't know what IK stands for. It's the iRig mic. They label it for iOS devices, but to be honest, it's a mic that plugs into the headphone jack. There he is, coming down. He's a fairly young lad, that. He's only in his early 20s. He's stopped. He's worrying about the bale not coming out the back, so he's stopped it. I think he's getting out. It's coming out. What's he doing? Oh, okay. So, I've bought this microphone as a stopgap, really. It was only 32 quid, so I'd been looking at it for, I don't know, about 4, 5, 6 weeks or something, and I was just wondering to myself, is it going to be a waste of money? And I don't think it is. I was finally convinced by a couple of YouTube videos last night, they're testing the performance. And the thing that kind of made my mind up was a fella testing it in like noisy scenarios, and he just proved that because it's a condenser microphone, it's doing its job. Where the hell's that dog? You hear that? Never mind. So that arrived today, thanks to Amazon Prime. If you're a person who buys a lot off Amazon, you know, if you buy, well, it's £50 a year, isn't it? Amazon Prime. So what's the average cost of postage? 2.50, 3 quid maybe. So we order a lot from Amazon. It's generally, you know, 99% of the times they're cheaper than anybody else, aren't they? You know, in the research of microphones, I was looking at the Yeti. It was by Blue. The Blue microphones model Yeti. It's a huge microphone. I went into Maplin's at the weekend. They're selling it for 140 quid. Maybe I should have... Oh, somebody flying a glider. That's good. Yeah, so 140 quid in Maplin's, and on Amazon it's 99, I think it is. Well, 90 or 99? 99. So a hell of a saving. God almighty, I maybe should have got my breath back. So I went out running this morning, out the door at 6 o'clock, up onto Kiwi Hill, and round, nice route for about 40, 45 minutes, something like that. Going up Kiwi Hill's a killer though. Proper diff lock job on your 4x4 if you've got a diff lock. So, just check around, make sure I don't get knocked over by someone flying past on a bike or in a car. So this is going to be a bit of a rambling audio boo. I wanted to take some notes today, but I was mindful that I needed to read. I came home at lunchtime and I was doing a bit of research into Google Plus Hangouts on Air, which I've seen that Mac McColgan was involved in one of those. Hello, Mac. Hello, Dean Reed, who's in Edinburgh today. When I was in Edinburgh, it was so bloody humid. So what should we talk about? So Max pushed out an audio boo today. I've been listening to, catching up on a lot of audio boos. I think I've only got about 20 left. So, all right. Hello, hello. That was funny. Little girl on a kiddie seat on a bike. She only was less than, must be about 2 year old, or even less than two. Funny that. So. Catching up on audio boos, subscribe to a couple of more people. I'm wearing a sleeveless running top, and the straps on this rucksack are rubbing on me in a part of my arm. Hi, so how was everybody doing today? MJ Podcasts, if you're listening, Matt, still in awe and inspired at the sound that you produce. It's so professional. I take it you don't do that for a normal job. I take it you do something else for a living. Or do you? I don't know. It's an awesome, tight sound, which I enjoy listening to. And so, it was Matt's audio. It wasn't audio boo, Matt, was it? It was a SoundCloud upload, I think. Or it could have been audio boo as well. But how Matt is an audio snob. I think you got every right to be. To be fair, Matt was going on MJ Podcasts. It's Matt, damn it, is his name on Twitter. Oh God, sorry. Bloody hell. Yeah. Matt was saying that. You know, when he starts listening to a bit of audio, if it's crap, if it sounds really bad, then he just cuts it straight away. I'm the same. So, I've been looking at that Apogee mic for iDevices. It's £150. About $200 American, I think. Is that right? 200 buckaroonies. So I've been looking at that. That's what I think I'll aim for. In the meantime, short-term solution. Because I want to cut out this background noise. I went for the IK iRig mic. I didn't go for the iCast mic. I didn't do that. It just sounds tinny to me and doesn't really do anything. But never mind, it's only 30 quid. And I'm fully aware that the app that comes along with it to upgrade to its premium version is another 6 quid or something. But in the meantime, my shopping list continues. I really like that Zoom H2N. I've mentioned before that I had an opportunity to buy an H4N for 60 quid, but for those who remember, you'll remember me saying that it fell off the back of a lorry, so I didn't want anything to do with it. Maybe I should have bought it, you never know. So anyway, Zoom H2N. Oh, and today I was having a bit of a conversation on Twitter with MJ Podcasts that Garmin have released a new adventure cam. Not exactly released, but they've announced it. The VIRLNM, something like that. Pros and cons. Pros. Rugged, waterproof automatically, there's got a screen on it, on the top, GPS built in. There's two versions, there's a normal and an elite version, but GPS built in, is you can have the rig a heart monitor up to it so you can see on the screen when you play it back, obviously. It's got details of your heart rate and that. And the device can also be controlled with other Garmin devices that have the capability to do so. Or If you buy the Elite version, you can control it with an iOS or Android app. What control means exactly, I didn't get into. Yeah, it's the only other thing is they've got a YouTube video. You know, they're talking about its stability properties, but the picture just has a magenta tone to it, and there's magenta artifacts appear in the top or the outer edges. So yeah. And I say this because I'm looking at if we want to brandish them as, or name them adventure cams. I'm looking at one in my Twitter conversation. MJ Podcast was saying that he didn't like the GoPro, and he had it back to the shop within 3 days or after 3 days. So I was looking at another adventure cam last night, the Ion, I-O-N. That looks good. There was an Australian guy reviewing it on YouTube, and his whole video consisted of imagery from the GoPro on the left of the screen and this Ion on the right. It was actually a really good test of the camera picture and capabilities, yeah, I suppose. And it, picture quality wise, it put the GoPro to shame, but the GoPro themselves, they purposely give the image, make quite a flat image quality so that it can be edited later on. The thing is adventure cams, you don't really want to be faffing. Now, I say this, the image that he showed, I'm not quite sure that he had it on the right setting, because I have commented before, like Dean Reed will testify, and if you follow Dave's Wild Camping on Twitter and YouTube, both those good gentlemen use the GoPro Hero 3, and their images are crisp, and they're vibrant, very well saturated, not oversaturated. And I've said to the pair of them on separate occasions that the quality of that camera is just phenomenal. So in this comparison that this Australian fellow was doing on YouTube, the GoPro camera was it was flat. It was grey. It looked too lower contrast. It looked awful, and this Ion put it to shame. I will say that Ion's picture quality was good, but it was high contrast. That was a thing. So the blacks were really crushed, meaning that the blacks were black. Whereas the GoPro, to use this fella's phrase, had a lot more reach into the blacks, so you could see more in the dark. And actually the whole video was like, yeah, this camera, he didn't say it, but he commented on the difference between the picture quality of each one, but he was basically saying his Ion was better, and I wasn't convinced. Given all of the videos that I've seen with the GoPro, so I'm actually quite surprised that Matt from MJ Podcasts was so dismissing of it, that he took his GoPro Hero back to the shop. But this one by Garmin is quite big. If you imagine, can you remember when Cat's Eye bike torches first came out? They're quite long, weren't they? Thin, you know what I mean? Not like pencil thin, but you know, they were a couple of inches wide. and about 4 or 5 inches long. Can you remember those when they first came out? This Garmin camera is like that. Anyway, it looks as though it has some good features. But we'll see. I've got to buy Christmas presents first. I've got to fix a steering issue with a car. Have I told you about that? No, I don't think I have. I'm getting a grinding sound. It's a groaning sound. And to be honest about that, it's been doing it for 3 years. And when we took it in to the garage when we lived in Cyprus, it was an official Ford garage, a proper Ford garage. And the guy was like, yeah, there's nothing wrong, mister. When clearly there is. So when I went to have the car MOT'd, they said that they know exactly what the issue is. It's a cover on the top of the, like a buffer between the top of the suspension and the underside of the suspension cup, you know, in the front left side. And the cup is moving. So this buffer thing is moving when you turn the steering wheel. And he says, oh, it'll wear away eventually. It'll not do too much harm, but the long and the short of it is the part itself is £29.50. Ford advocate that you should change them both, so you know, one on each side. Wagon. Sorry about that. And they said that parts and labour, because they need to put a couple of other new parts on, but the with the labour costs, bearing in mind it's a £29.50 part, how much is it going to come to? £280. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, they're having my eyes out again. Cyprus wrecked that car, but we bought it just what, March, April, May, June, July, 5 months before we went to Cyprus, and it was such a nice car, we didn't want to have to buy it and then get rid of it and then lose the money buying a piece of crap out there. But should have bought the Range Rover. Never mind. It's a Ford Galaxy 2008 model, and it's a fantastic car. We got it at 11 months old. It's got all the bells and whistles and gizmos on it. Bloody hell. The only thing it hasn't got is heated seats, to be honest. Fantastic car. I love it. The engine's a bit small for my liking. It's not small, it's just underpowered. I suppose it's small. It's a 1.8, and the 1.8 Ford engine is actually made by diesel, is actually made by Renault, so it sounds like a Renault engine. Here's a Galaxy. His bonnet open. Oh, I know them. It's the same car as mine. So, but I love the car, and it's awesome on fuel and long journeys. You know, I did 410 mile on half a tank. Well, just over half a tank. Well, to be honest, it's probably going to be 3/4 of a tank, because I did brim it when I fueled it up. But there was one time in Cyprus, I did, in 1 month, and I did 1,011 kilometres on a full tank of fuel. I purposely tested it. And when I fueled it up, I had zero. Bloody hell, man. Had 0 miles to go on it, you know, when it calculates the projected distance left on the fuel that's in the tank. It said zero, but uh, So 1,011 kilometres, whatever that is in miles, about 700 miles, something like that. Awesome. So I'm recording this through Boss Jock app, Boss Jock Studio app, and I'll get home and I'll have a play with this microphone. To be honest, I'm not really bothered about the gimmicky software, the gimmicky app that comes with it. Oh yeah, cars. let's start noticing the difference. The problem is, I don't think I could be walking along like this with the microphone in one hand, phone in the other. Look a bit daft. Never mind. Good. Oh, so I got about just shy of 10 minutes before I get home. I hope you've had a good day today. And we'll speak to you a bit later on. Ciao for now. Oh, car. So now I'll say ciao for now.
All one word. One word. Out. Out.